show rolls on, and we're staying in the defensive backfield. It's safety time early on. Just spoke with Jacob Cosby-Mosley.
Don't like it.
You don't like it as the quarterback?
Don't like it.
We had Jacob Cosby-Mosley earlier out of Benjamin. We got now Caleb Chamberlain, as we like to call him, Chambo, going to Air Force, one of the hardest hitters in Palm Beach County, and he can make a heck of a play on the ball or two. And it's funny, I just realized this, Stone and Christian. We got Tyler Aronson coming up right next after this at 11 o'clock. I'm glad we're getting Caleb before Tyler, because Caleb picked off Tyler in a game earlier on this year. Hopefully Tyler isn't going to cancel on us, but got to give a shout out, because I know Caleb was working on improving his ball skills and wanted to really get better in coverage. That was one of his focuses. We spoke about that earlier. And so, yeah, if you can do that against Tyler Aronson, four-star quarterback, pretty darn good.
Caleb, I'll make sure to bring it up to Tyler when we bring him on.
Caleb, thanks so much for being with us. First off, you told me earlier you had an exam at 9:35 today. How'd it go?
I got an A, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Finished with an A in the class.
Yes.
So the late night studying paid off.
I love it. So, Caleb, you and Michael Wright, best safety tandem down here in the 5-6-1, signing tomorrow. But curious, what emotions have you been feeling today, the past couple of days, as the signing approaches? Is it excitement, nervousness, maybe a little bit of relief that the process will be coming to an end?
I'd say it's a little bit of all of that, because, I mean, for every kid, it's their lifelong goal to sign. And I'm blessed enough, thank God, to be able to go to a Division I FBS program. So it's kind of just something I've wanted for a while. So it's a relief also. There's not a lot of stress knowing that, all right, once I put this pen to paper, now I can just start working towards it. I don't got to worry about taking visits anywhere else, none of that stuff. But it's also nerve-wracking, considering the first thing I do when I get up there is get a buzz cut and go straight into basic training. So I don't know. It's exciting. I'd say it's mostly exciting, though.
Yeah, Caleb, when did you consider possibly entering a service academy when considering your football career and everything that comes with going to a service academy? When did that get on your radar? Was it the recruitment, or is it beforehand?
I'd say I have a military background in my family, so I've always had a great sense of pride towards the military, and football has always been my number one hobby. So when I started to look at colleges, even in middle school, all the academies stood out to me, Army, Navy, and the Air Force Academy. But I was actually less familiar with the Air Force Academy out of the three growing up, just because I had a grandpa who was in the Army, and my cousin at the time was currently in the Navy. So I didn't really know much about the Air Force. But then once they reached out to me and I took a visit there, I was like, how did I not know about this? This is amazing. So I'd say once they offered me and I took my visit, I just knew that this is something that I want to do. I want to serve my country and play the highest level of football while doing it. So I feel like I just couldn't go wrong by choosing it.
Again, Cyrus Wooded, Christian Katz, Stone Lobano, it's here. National Signing Day 2023 right now with Caleb Chamberlain, Palm Beach Gardens safety, heading to play for the Air Force Academy, number 6 safety on the ESPN top 63. And Caleb, we talk about, again, your recruitment by Air Force, and you go up and take a visit, and you had them at the top of your list, I have to imagine. But, being interested in a team and committing, two different things. What convinced you that Air Force, a service academy, was the right place for you, the right step for you? Was it your official visit? Was it getting comfortable with the coaches? What made you say, yep, 100% Air Force is where I'm supposed to be?
Well, my official visit is late January, so I'm yet to take that, but I'm excited for that. But I'd say what kind of made me choose it, when I knew, okay, well, this is something that I definitely want to do. I committed on my first visit there, but it was talking to the starting safety there now, Trey Taylor, who won the Jim Thorpe Award this year for the number one safety or number one DB in the country. And he also won the Defender of the Country, which is amongst the Academy's award. So he's a complete stud. He's going to get drafted. But just talking to him really opened my eyes, because he was like, in high school, I was waiting for this one offer. And, you know, you never know if you're going to get that. And I took a visit here, and she was like, my parents were like, this is where you're going. Because it's just everything about it is just almost too good to be true. And he was like, people think it was like just the commitment and how much you're going to grow as a person, not just as a football player, but as a person. And you're surrounded by kids who are just like you, who want to serve and protect and just have that right brotherhood mindset, is something that he wouldn't change for the world. So that just opened my eyes a lot, being like, okay, well, this is a normal dude. He's not a crazy military guy who's like super strict. They're all just normal kids who just want to do the right thing. So I realized that every recruit there was like me, just wants to do the right thing, wants to build as a man and help others. So that was kind of where, like, this is who I want to surround myself with, that type of thing.
Caleb, first of all, congrats. And second of all, man, I always love asking South Florida athletes this question right here, but going to Colorado Springs, Colorado, are you prepared? It's December right now, and we're in short sleeve T-shirts. You prepared? It's 40 there right now, which is good. But when it snows and it gets down into the low teens and sometimes negative with the wind chill, you ready for that?
I feel like I got to get ready. I mean, half of my Christmas list was
yep.
Clothes getting ready, and clothes for the official visit that I'm taking in January, because it's definitely going to be cold. But I went up for the Wyoming game in October, and it got down to, it was beautiful during the day. It was like 50 or 60 and sunny. There was not a lot of wind. But then once the sun went down, it dropped down to like 25, and I was like, got to get used to this. But, I mean, if you're dressed prepared and you're there for long enough, I feel like you'll adapt.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I have no doubt about that. Caleb, we're going to let you go. But again, congratulations on an amazing high school career at Palm Beach Gardens. Congratulations on tomorrow's signing with Air Force. Can't wait to watch what you do up in Colorado Springs. And just know that, you know, it's all love from back here. And we'll be following your career very closely, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much.